Hello, everyone, and welcome to Laurier's Top 10. Sorry for the slight delay, people. I mean, it's only a 2-minute delay. But I was talking to some buddies. But welcome back. If you're new here, I have a weekly Top 10 countdown of songs that I pick of the week. I really do got to start up having people choose their own songs. But today, today's theme is actually smooth jazz. I decided to pick this theme for today, just something easy to chill to. Apologies if it's not really your vibe. Feel free to log out now, but I hope you stick around, because I enjoy talking to you. So I'm your host, Ella, and tonight we're counting down 10 late-night tracks filled with romance, longing, and introspection. So settle in and let's begin, Laurier. At number 10, we're playing Shut Up, My Mom's Calling by Hotel Ugly. Now, this song is probably one that a lot of you listeners have probably heard of, but I didn't know the name. And we're opening with this one because it's a modern melancholy. It's got a soft heartbreak element to it and a late-night vulnerability. So, without further ado, take it away, Hotel Ugly. Feeling so lonely, even when you come, Now, at number 9, I chose the song Deep In It by Burr Louise and Ted Jasper. If I didn't say the first name correctly, my apologies. I chose this song at number 9, as it has a smooth modern groove to it, with an old soul energy. This one's sultry, hypnotic, and effortlessly cool. So, here's Deep In It. So that was number 9, Deep In It. And honestly, I feel like, Laurier, I've heard that song somewhere. I'll have to ask a couple of my buddies. Don't know exactly where, but I definitely know it was somewhere. So, at number 8, I chose a classic, Quattro de Hotel by Hairton Salavini. So the main reason why I put this sliding in at number 8 is because it's cinematic, atmospheric, and moody. This track feels like wandering a quiet hotel hallway at midnight. It honestly reminds me of the hotel across from Union Station in Toronto. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Fairway? It's a beautiful hotel, and that's what this song reminds me of. So that's why I chose it for tonight. And, honestly, Salavini, take it away. So that was our song that came in at number 8. Honestly, I love that song for its melancholic feeling to it. I also love the look of the album cover. It's very tropical. So if you do get the time, look that up on Spotify or Apple Music. Beautiful 60s looking cover. Definitely one that I'd like to have on my wall. But at sliding in at number 7, we have Midnight Motion by Kenny G. So at number 7, Kenny G's a classic. He's one of the OG saxophone-is, if that is a word, I don't know. But at number 7 with some smooth jazz perfection, soft lights, empty streets, and saxophone nostalgia, here comes Kenny G with Midnight Motion. Definitely a classic from Kenny G himself. Definitely one of my favorites from his OG album from the 1980s, Duotones. So definitely if you're big into jazz, take a look at that. It is a great album with a lot of good songs in it. So at number 6, we have another Kenny G song, The Look of Love. This is continuing with a little bit of a romance vibe. It's a timeless instrumental that says everything without needing words, which honestly, as a lyrics type of person, this type of jazz really gets to me. You can definitely feel the romance or the sadness just through the beat alone, and that's definitely why I like Kenny G. But it's up for you viewers to interpret it for yourself, whether you like it or not. But I'll let you figure that out with The Look of Love. So that was The Look of Love by Kenny G. Definitely a nice song to study to if you study to music. Wish I could. I'm constantly getting distracted. But that'd be a nice song if that's your sort of vibe. So for the next song, because we're exactly halfway through, and surprisingly on time, I'm in the Mood for Love by Julia London. This is a song I actually hadn't heard of before up until recently, and it's definitely a number 5 for me. It's a perfect right in the middle, and honestly a good classic jazz song. Julia London brings us one of the most timeless love songs really ever recorded. Definitely a classic. I'm trying to remember what year this is from. Definitely not recently. But I'll get that after the song for you listeners. But without further ado, I need not to stall. Take it away, London, with I'm in the Mood for Love.
For love, for love.
So that's a definite classic by Julia London. I definitely love that song, and I figured out the date of it, 1960, if I'm not incorrect, which definitely puts it in classic territory. And I didn't know, but at the time she sung that, she was in her mid-30s, so which is still very quite young. But it's never too late to make your hit song. It's never too late. So now, at number 4... I chose the song, I Am a Fool to Want You. Now this one is a long one, at 8 minutes long. So, kick back and relax, Laurier. But it's specifically by Chet Baker, so it's a cover by him. Why I chose this song is because it honestly has an element of a heartbreak wrapped in a whisper. The way he sings, it has a special element to it. You definitely have to listen to it to understand what I mean. But Chet Baker turns longing into something hauntingly beautiful, and I thank him for that. So, without further ado, I am a fool to want
I'm
you.
I'm a fool to want you.
So that ends our number 4, Laurier, with I am a fool to want you. Now, sliding in at number 3, we have I Want You by Marvin Gaye. Honestly, it's very sad, a sad way that Marvin Gaye passed away, because he's such a beautiful singer, especially with his biggest hit of all time, Sexual Healing. I love that song, it's great. But at number 3, Passion, Intimacy, and Soul. Three big things that are a key factor to Marvin Gaye's genre of music. Marvin Gaye at his smoothest and most seductive around this time. It's pretty much his peak in the 80s. So, here's I Want You by Gaye. So that, Laurier, that ends our number 3. So now we're getting to the end of our top 10 for the week. Hope you've been enjoying the calmness of it. But at number 2, we have a classic Actually, this is one of the first songs I ever, played. Would I say played? I don't know. I guess I played on, this radio show, I'm Not in Love by 10cc. Surprisingly, a lot of people don't know the band 10cc, but, I absolutely love it. Well, specifically this song, anyway. But, I'm holding it at the number 2 spot as it's emotionally complex, distant, and unforgettable. It's one of those songs that you listen to and you just never forget. So, at number 2, with one of the most honest pop songs of all time, in my opinion, take it away, 10cc, with I'm Not in Love. So, this takes us to number 1, with a classic by Drake, CeCe's Interlude. Honestly, in my opinion, definitely one of Drake's best pieces of music, with the many good songs that Drake has come out with. This is probably going to be the second time I've ever had him on my radio show, as he's normally not in the specific genre that I tend to listen to, but this song is definitely, I'm trying to think of the term for it, Laurier, an exception for me. It's a reflective moment of vulnerability by Drake, and you can hear the emotional tension in the lyrics. Drake strips everything down just to pure feeling in this one. And honestly, I think you, listener, can interpret that for yourself. Take it away, Drake. I would put it on you, crazy. It's when you start to laugh. So that finishes us off, Laurier, with this week's top 10. So, tonight we went from modern heartbreak to timeless romance. And I couldn't do it without my listeners. Thank you for spending these moments with me on Laurier's top 10. And I hope that you tune in next week. Next Monday, 10 p.m. sharp, you'll hear my voice. I'm Ella, and I'm wishing you a peaceful night. And maybe more soundtracks to finish off your evening. Until next time, take it easy.